The reason I wanted to attempt a new translation of Chekhov is that I think it's really only in the latter decades of the 20th century that we've really begun to perceive quite how modernist a writer Chekhov is. Until recently, I think a lot of people have wanted to class Chekhov with the great realists like Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and Turgenev. And if you want to be purist, none of them are really realists, but generally speaking, we refer to them in that way. There is a basis, of course, for seeing Chekhov as a realist writer because he writes about contemporary Russian life and ordinary events in contemporary Russian life and ordinary people. But that's not the whole story with Chekhov. He is someone who creates a prose in a very conscious way that recalls something of this stream of consciousness in on occasion through his use of certain punctuation methods and creating a sort of prose rhythm by alternating the lengths of his sentences. And so that's something which the modernist English writers picked up on. But I think a lot of the early translators, certainly someone like Constance Garnett, and we have a lot to admire her for because she was a pioneer, but Chekhov comes out as a rather Victorian writer in her translations. And I think one of the most extraordinary things about Chekhov, and it's similar with Pushkin, is that when you read him in the original, he seems incredibly contemporary. It seems as if he's writing about the here and now, and his language is incredibly modern. In a way, that's a rather interesting thing for translators to grapple with, because really with a writer who is so ironic as Chekhov is, who uses so much ambivalence, of course the meanings aren't fixed. He tends towards inconclusiveness in all kinds of different ways. And as a result of that, it means that there is room for new interpretations of his writing. I think more than with most other Russian writers, at least, the translations in English tell us a lot about the period in which they were translated, and I'm sure that my own translations will be superseded and be seen as sort of very rooted in the age in which they were completed in due course as well. Nevertheless, I think that just is testament to Chekhov's greatness as a writer. So what I wanted to convey more than I think has really come across is Chekhov's incredible lyricism. I took a story at random, The House with the Mezzanine, just to see if I had any ability to translate his writing. I was quite taken aback by the beauty of his writing, because we tend to think of Chekhov as someone who was not only restrained, but was really quite sort of buttoned up and quite sort of mordant in his sort of satirical approach to things. That's certainly a side which Ronald Hingley brings out very well in his translations. But there's this lyrical writing which I think is particularly prevalent when he's writing about landscape, and there's a lot of landscape writing in the story of The House with the Mezzanine. It's about a landscape painter, in fact. And I think the translator needs to approach rendering these passages in particular with great care. And so I also have tried to reproduce the rhythms of his prose. I've been inspired by people like Shostakovich and Tchaikovsky, who saw Chekhov as a very musical writer. They particularly liked the fact that he created a kind of rhythm through these sentences of varying length through the use of punctuation. And so I have paid particular attention to those aspects. It's very hard for the English translator of Chekhov because of his use of precision. He uses very, very ordinary words. In fact, he wrote a very famous letter to Gorky when he was living in Yalta, criticizing him for his lack of restraint and for using all kinds of sort of foreign words. Chekhov uses a very interesting vocabulary in that he very much prefers to use good old plain Russian words, and the beauty really comes out of the way he combines them. And so sometimes he can say an awful lot in a very few number of words, and that's a challenge for English in particular, because the danger is that you can end up with twice as many words in English as you have in the original.